This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank's with us. And Frank Pacheco, we're talking about hot water heaters. So, Frank, yes, I bought a stainless steel hot water heater. Menards sold it. And it was great. They had the 11% off sale. It was about $900 for an 80-gallon tank, which is a lot of money. But it was not that much more than a conventional porcelain-lined steel tank, and it had a lifetime guarantee, which I thought, okay, and it was branded Westinghouse, which is an old, reliable brand.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't find them anymore. I think they took them off the market. So now it looks like the same hot water heater is called Arison, A-R-I-S-O-N, and it went from $900 to $2,200.
Wow. Yeah. So there, more reason now you have to take care of your good, inexpensive hot pot tank. And I'm not, like, really being truthful here. If you do take care of that anode and that hot water tank, it will last you. In terms of what you will have paid for it. Yeah. So I'm sorry to hear that. Now,
Yeah. It sounds like if you replace the anode, you can probably double the life expectancy of your hot water heater. That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
So it's crazy not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So for $60-something,
mm-hmm.
and if you use the Teflon tape, you know, with your brand new hot water heater, unscrew the new one, put Teflon tape around it, and then put the same anode back in, you'll be able to take it out later.
But I'm telling you,
and you might want to buy that spare.
Yeah.
And have it at the ready, and get the, in my world, the magnesium one. Make sure the threads are right and the length is right. And if it's too long, you can cut it shorter.
Absolutely.
But it's a great way to go. And and from what I understand, Frank, a replacement of a hot water heater in today's world, like a 40-gallon, just plain old, whether it be gas or electric, you're looking at around $1,100 to $1,600.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, partly. And when you're getting for our students, when you're getting a prize, ask the gentleman who's going to do the plumber, whoever it is. I mean, even if you do it yourself, obviously, because unless it's a propane or a natural gas, electric hot water tank is really replacing things for another, especially with shark bites. I'm sure you're familiar with that. If you don't know how to solder, does a reasonably good job. But going back to our class, you're probably wondering, what does my tank have? And that is, there's two ways of doing that. First of all, realize that most manufacturers use the magnesium rod for safety, like you said. And at one time, it used to be cheaper. But you're more than welcome, if you have a tank, to get the model serial number, phone that manufacturer, tell them you want to talk to the technical department. That's always a good place to go. And most manufacturers have a technical department. And if you want to pretend you're a plumber for that 1 hour, then be it. Okay. And just simply say, and by the serial number, they should be able to tell you. So. Hello? I lose you?
Yeah. That's right. But Frank, I think there's a way that you can look at the top of that bolt head
I want to learn.
Yeah, I think one of them is domed and one of them is flat.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'll look that up while we're in class. But I believe that's one way that you can get an indication. So whether it's a flat top, bolt head, or a rounded top, you know, with a little bump in it.
We should look at that further, because I myself didn't know that. And there you go, Vince. That's why we listen to U.S. Prepares classes. But without that, see, one of the greatest problems that I have up here when I install a new tank, and I know it's the magnesium rod, but sometimes, depending where they live and the well water, it starts to, the good bit of smell in the water, and it's just the bacteria in the water mixing away with the anode, and you get that. And sometimes, to relieve the problem, I used to literally take the anode out completely and say to the customer, I'm sorry, but this is the only way you're not going to smell this rotten egg smell. However, I want to tell the class, and I think I've told you, about a year ago or so, I came across an electric anode. And I can honestly say that they're not cheap. They're about $189, but you can get them at Amazon. And the three or four times that I've had customers with rotten egg smell, this is absolutely cured. So you still now have the sacrificium there that will help that tank and get rid of the smell. I mean, I can name the product. I don't know if you want me to, but you can go to Amazon.
That's fine. If it works, that's fine. That's fine. Go ahead.
Well, it's the one that I use that I have great satisfaction with. It's called the Coral Protect. It's an anti-corrosive protection, and it's for both the commercial and residential tanks. Be careful when you're ordering, because the first one I ordered was not for the right tank. So when you're searching for this anode, electrical anode, make sure that you look for what size that one is for. So I was doing a very basic 40 gallon, but I ended up with, which I've used since, thank God, for an 80 gallon tank. So they are sized for the different tank sizes. And that is, I don't want to say guarantee, but let's put it this way. From my usage, it has helped a number of my clients that had that rotten egg smell in their hot water tank. Were you familiar with that product at all?
Yeah, and I am. And what I did, we had that rotten egg smell too. And when I noticed that, when I reduced the temperature of an electric hot water heater before we had the outdoor wood furnace heating our hot water, that if I brought the temperature of the hot water down below 130 degrees, there would be a rotten egg smell. If I brought the temperature higher, like 138, 135, wow, it went away.
Yeah, well, the hot water.
It's bacteria that's...
Yep.
Yeah, and bacteria growing in there. And so the research that I just did seems to indicate that the bolt head of the magnesium anodes have a welded spot, a domed welded spot.
Wow, I see that spot. Wow, okay, go on. Yeah, go on. Wow.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. So that's the magnesium rod. So... That's what I would do. And Frank, have you ever used an anti-seize compound? Now, I think this would probably be very dangerous in a plumbing environment. But I have this. I use copper coat, which is copper dust and oil, to prevent rusting and seizing of bolts and nuts, you know, that are exposed to moisture and salt water and salt air. And there's one that's made by Permatex. It's kind of an aluminum. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the finest dust I've ever seen.
Wow.
It's aluminum, and it's really slippery. And I would think it would work great, except I think you'd poison yourself if you used it. So have you ever tried anything so like an anti-seize?
That you say that, because when I start having problems and not doing quite a bit of hot water tanks, especially up here when I moved up north, my mechanic, that's probably where you get it from, uses it all the time on the wheel rods, you know, the spokes, whatever you call it, where you put your bolt in.
The studs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The studs. But I kind of got a little scared. But then I do a lot of boilers, and I've never had problems changing pipes and boilers when I had the Teflon tape. So it's safe, the Teflon tape. It's environment safe. It's physically safe for your body. So that's what I do, and it's simple. I mean, it's one should have it around the house anyway. So, but, you know, obviously there's I'm sure there's products that you can do, but I do want to stress that that's drinking water. So I would stick with the Teflon tape.
Right. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I would not use the copper coat, and I would not use the aluminum anti-seize. I would use the Teflon tape.
Yeah.
Correct.
But you touched on something very, very important, that's hot water tank temperatures. In up here in where I live, the code says that your hot water needs to be at least 140. Some people have it bigger. Now, I don't know if, should I to our students, let's start with the electric hot water tank. Basically, there's two elements, one on the bottom, one on top. And the concept there is they never work together, because the current to work those two elements would make it very hard for an installation. So what they do is they change between the bottom and the top, the bottom and the top, the bottom and the top. And it's quite nice, because what happens is when you use water from your, let's say, and we'll keep going with the electric hot water tank, there's what we call a dip tube, and this is an important one too. And let me not forget to explain the concept of this dip tube. Dip tube is a tube that goes from your cold water, and it goes all the way to the bottom of that hot water tank. And the concept there is that when you open your hot water, cold water goes in. And the hot water, so it goes in, but it goes to the bottom, so that what you're getting out of the of your hot tap is water from the top of the tank. So therefore, what happens is you open your tap, cold water comes into your tank, but it goes to the bottom part of it, and on the top part, which would be your hot water, would come to your tap. Now, here's what can happen. Well, first of all, let's talk about the elements. So therefore, what happens is the bottom element takes priority. It, as soon as it feels that cold water coming down, it comes in right away. But it stays on until you finish with your hot water and your tap stops. Once it reaches the proper temperature on the bottom, and I hear... okay, we'll come back. Okay, Ben?
We've got about 15 seconds.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There are two elements, one at the...
Yeah, yeah. And what happens is once the water on the bottom is satisfied, the top one comes along and it's satisfied, so now you have a nice, beautiful tank at 140-degree water.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about water heaters, and Frank was describing how these water heaters work by saying that, you know, there's a tube that lets the cold water in, and it goes almost to the bottom of a cylindrical hot water heater, you know, tank. So the cold water goes into the bottom, the hot water comes out of an outlet at the top of a hot water heater tank. And one of the things that we are alluding to is that there'll be sediment that will fall to the bottom of the tank. So if you have a propane or gas hot water heater, natural gas hot water heater, traditional style hot water heater, there's going to be a lot of sediment at the bottom that will also impact the efficiency negatively. So you want that goo and that sediment to get out. And there are two elements. An electric hot water heater that Frank's talking about. There's one at the, you know, maybe a quarter of the way from the top of the hot water heater tank down, and then there's one like about a quarter of the way up from the bottom. So the bottom element and the top element, and they alternate in terms of which one is powered at any specific time, and that maintains the temperature in your hot water heater. Frank, back to you.
So as Mrs. Pacheco would say, Frank, can you turn on the hot water a little bit more? Plus, you need to adjust both the thermostats. Like, when you open that up, please, class, shut the power off before you even think of unscrewing that plate, okay? Because it's behind insulation and so on and so forth. So safety first. Shut the fuse breaker off, go in there. You may want to raise it down to 145, whatever it is. But remember, if you're going to do one, you must do to the other one, or else they're going to be out of line. So that's quite many a times I go, and mostly it's because the element has burned up and part of the reason is that one is working more than the other, or should be, and it's especially if it's just one element that burns. So that's very important. But the other great thing that I, when I go to customers' homes and discuss about hot water tank, I usually ask this crazy question. So how much cold water do you add to your hot water to make it comfortable for you? And they look at me with these strange faces, well, you know. And I'm saying, do you realize that every bit of cold water you're putting into that hot water, you're actually using energy? Like, why not make your tank go down a little bit more and save? Like, if you find that 140 is too hot coming at that tap, now, there's a safety component in here, I totally understand. But let's say your tank was at 150 and you're kind of doing half and half. Well, bring it down to 140, maybe even bring it down to 130. So that's, to me, that's like a great savings right off the tap from an electrical perspective of running a hot water tank. And what do you think about that, Vince?
Absolutely. So what I tried to do during this class, I mentioned that we tried all the way down to 130 degrees, which mm-hmm. is a little too low.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there are two settings, and there are two plates on the front of an electric hot water heater, and they're covered plates.
Yeah.
And they're held in typically by one Phillips screw.
Yep.
You take off that screw after you've turned off the electricity to it,
shut
off the breaker, and you'll see a little, you peel back the insulation. I would wear gloves, like latex gloves, and you don't want to breathe the fiberglass dust, so you'd be very careful as you open this, and you'll see a little knob that you can turn with a flat screwdriver, and it'll have numbers on it. And one of them might be 130, 140, and you can, with a pointer, and you can adjust that clockwise or counterclockwise
mm-hmm.
to the same temperature. So if you want to go down a little bit from 145 to 135,
yeah.
you set both of them the same.
Yeah.
Then you put the cover back on,
yeah.
Covers, mm-hmm. and you're back in business.
Yeah.
Frank, here's something that I did when I lived in Virginia. You know, I know that hot water or heat rises, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a hot copper hot water heater plumbing. And I thought, you know what? I'll just take four elbows. And I will have, coming out of the hot water heater, I'll have an elbow that turns left. Then I'll have an elbow that turns down. Then I'll have an elbow that turns right. Then I'll have an elbow that turns up. So I made a circle.
Yeah.
And you know what? The hot water does not want to come out of the hot water heater when it's idle. It stops. That little four-elbow installation stops the hot water from rising and wasting energy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. Israeli Defense Forces said Sunday that several of its soldiers were lightly injured as a result of an anti-tank missile being fired toward an IDF vehicle in Beit Hillel in northern Israel. The IDF said the injuries were caused by fragments and that the IDF vehicle was damaged in the attack. The IDF said that it identified several missile launches in the Har Dov area. It said its artillery was striking back at the sources of the fire. Police are cautioning Christmas shoppers this season about an ongoing gift card scam referred to as card draining. That's where thieves remove a gift card from store shelves shelves, gather its information, and then return it to the rack. Subsequently, when unsuspecting buyers purchase the compromised gift card, the thieves exploit the stolen card number and PIN codes to deplete its value. Authorities advise consumers to ensure the card is sealed and shows no signs of tampering. Make sure you keep your receipts, and in case of fraud, contact the company and take a picture of the card with its serial number and codes for reporting purposes. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the feed for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Frank Pacheco and I are talking about hot water heaters. Frank, please continue.
I guess our class is saying, boy, I didn't know there was so much to know about that little tank, which hardly anybody ever sees in the bottom of your basement. Your better half will go and take a shower, and you'll go back in there, and you'll say, oh, my, she must have taken a big, long shower because I know I have cold water, but that never used to happen. And you kind of have a conversation. No, I took the same time. The point that I'm trying to make is that tube that takes the cold water down to the bottom, after a certain amount of time, it kind of breaks. It kind of creates this big crack on it. And so instead of the cold water going into the bottom of the tank. It kind of just circulates itself in the top part of your water tank. So therefore, instead of having three or four showers for a 40-gallon tank, now you have one. The second one is the water is cold. A very easy solution. They actually have a drip tube things that you can buy, and we do that again. So if you get a plumber and it's all, you need a whole new tank because of this situation. I mean, myself, I would only change a hot water tank if it was leaking. But anything else other than that, the hot water tank is very repairable, either be an elements or either be the anode or either be the tube that takes that water down. So question the fact and take action into your hands and remove that cold part, and you'll see half of it will be gone or cracked, and just buy another one and put it in. So it's not of course, you see, it's all kind of age related, and there are times that you that too you can't take out, but usually they're not bad because all you have to do is remove the hot water, the cold water part of the tank, and that tube kind of just sits on top. So as long as you can get the fitting, which if it was done properly, would have been done with tape. I use that tape for all my things that I had, see there's a chance of kind of seizing up, and pick it up like with a, something. I mean, it comes up easy. And replace it with a new one. So that's have you ever had that experience? Or had to do that since at all?
No. But I have had to replace elements.
Yeah.
And Frank, would you like to talk about what it takes to replace an element? Obviously, you want to shut the electricity off or the gas. You want to drain the tank somewhat.
Yes. You definitely. Okay. Well, obviously, if your water is not heating up, then it's a good sign that it could be element, but don't take that chance right away. I think I've said this to our class. Next time you are at a Home Hardware, Home Depot, whatever it is that it is, buy yourself a very cheap $10, $15 multimeter analog. You don't have to go the digital. They're like $30, $40. I have one. And they're little skimpy, but you know, something is, they're analog, and you can do so much with it. So before, obviously, deciding that it's your elements, I would check your fuse breaker. Here's something very interesting. Up here, up north, I still have a lot of clients with fuses. And Vince, we can take forever because there's so much that's coming to my head right now, but I'll keep on going. So let's check the fuses. Go and see which fuses work your hot water tank. Most hot water tank works on 240 volts, 220, whatever it is that's in your state. It's two fuses that need to be used for that hot water tank, unless it's a 120 volt tank, which is just one fuse. So there's two fuses. Check those fuses. Okay, your little multimeter analog. You put across the fuse, and it's open. Okay, here's something very interesting for the class. When you take that fuse, if it's a fuse, and you look at it, if it's not burned black, but it's still not working, what is happening is that fuse got hot, okay, and it melted the connection. So which basically means that fuse holder, where the fuse goes in, is probably very dirty. Now, class, again, you can clean those up, but please, you've got to shut the whole power to the house. Okay? Can I make that any more clear, Vince?
No, what Frank's saying is you're going to be sticking your fingers into the fuse panel, and you can electrocute yourself.
Yeah.
And most people are right-handed, and so they're using their right hand. Usually they're leaning on something metal with their left hand, which is probably grounded, and the electricity will go from your right hand across your chest, where your heart is, to your left hand, to where it's grounded, or from your right hand through your chest to where your feet are, where that may be grounded. So you got to be really darn careful. Shut the electricity off before you do any of these operations.
Absolutely.
And by the way, don't believe anything we say.
Don't believe anything we say. I myself, and it takes me, always work on electricity with one hand behind my back. And it's just something that I've learned from my first days of doing servicing, that it's the safest part. But anyway,
That's really important,
yes.
And it's unnatural. What Frank is saying is a very uncomfortable thing to do.
It is.
To work on electricity with one hand, and literally you can put it behind your back, not like you're in a hammer lock, but you only want to use one hand, and that way you're less likely to be electrocuted.
Yeah.
So don't use your, if you're right-handed, don't use your left hand. Just keep it at your side, or keep it kind of behind your back, just slightly behind your back, so you're not tempted to use two hands, because you'll be tempted to use two hands, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd be tempted to use the hand. Anyway, so you can definitely clean that fuse breaker inside. I have a piece of wood, which I put a bit of sandpaper around in the end. Wood is safe, doesn't conduct. The little sandpaper held at the end with some of electrician's tape, and I go in there, and I clean that part of the fuse, female part of that fuse, until I can actually see brightness. So that would be the first thing. So now you've decided that it's not the fuse. Okay, so now you go to your hot water tank. First, with the power off, you take those plates off, see where the elements, you could see them right away. There's two very big wires going into there. And once you've taken and gotten to those two wires, well, actually four, two on top, two on the bottom, you go and turn your power on. And now, again, be very careful, because one of the things you want to do is take voltage at those two elements. So, and you're looking for 240 volts. Okay, and 240 volts on top, 240 volts on the bottom. Now, Vince, how can I say this? Now it becomes a little bit more complicated, because you have 240 volts, but it's still not working. Well, class, pretty soon you're going to be changing. So there is another instrument that we use in our field, and that is called the clamp-on meter. And the clamp-on meter is a very ingenious meter, and they don't have to be expensive too. But it's a very ingenious meter that there's a little bit of a hook, and you put that hook around the wire, and it will, through because the AC current has this flux kind of thing, it will produce some sort of an amp on this thing called amp meter. If you don't see a reading, then for sure you're guaranteed that that element needs changing. And the funny part is, one element will not show amps with this clamp meter, the other one will. Now, it's your decision. I would change both, since one went, the other one is probably going to go soon. Can you explain a little bit more, like what the clamp meter is?
Yeah. So class, it's an amp meter, ampere meter. And AMP is short for ampere.
Yeah.
And it's a measure of current. So if you would take your thumb and your forefinger and you would put them together, that's kind of like the clamp. So imagine a piece of wire. And you just put your thumb and your forefinger around that piece of wire, and then touch your thumb and forefinger together. That is the way of measuring with this clamp on ammeter. And you can find them on eBay. You can, electricians use them. And it's a great way to go.
It's a nice little tool to have around the house, for sure. Yeah.
Right. And we have one. And so, for example, if you want to know how much current is flowing through a circuit on your circuit breaker, you just take the black wire that goes to the circuit breaker. If you've got current flowing through it, this non-conductive clamp-on ammeter around that one wire to your circuit breaker will tell you how much current is going through it in amps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you multiply the watt, if it's a 120-volt circuit and it reads 1 amp, it's 1 times 120 volts or 120 watts. That's how you can convert it to watts.
Mm-hmm.
So volts times amps equals watts. It's a great way to go. But, Frank, I do it a little bit differently. If I want to make absolutely sure, I will use an ohm meter with the wires disconnected to the heating element to see if it's broken. Does that work for you as
absolutely,
well or no?
Absolutely. That would have been my third one, too. Yes, with an ohm, meter, and measured resistance of that element. And if you have no reading, which basically means the ohmmeter kind of works reverse, if it's no reading, definitely that element is that's a great point, and I do use that too, with my, and that you can get with your multimeter, absolutely. And then, of course, you've decided it's your elements. a number of ways you could do that. They're not expensive. Is obviously, drain your hot water. Drain the tank completely. And don't forget that the fastest way to drain a tank is to actually open it. Open the hot water tap. If you're lucky enough, and if you're the installer was good enough to have put a valve and the cold water come in, you don't have to shut all the water to the house, but sometimes that's not the case. And but you open the hot water tap and just let that drain, and then you go to it. Now, there are special, some of them are with bolts. I don't know if you experienced this kind. And some of them are with this big socket that you can literally buy at home at a store, a plumbing store or a big store like Home Depot or something like that. And those are the two kinds that that I've come familiar with, the bolt ends and the screw.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the bottom line in much of what we talked about today is you can diagnose and you can probably repair your own hot water heater by changing the hot water heater elements, changing the anode. If you prepare in advance with Teflon tape and make sure that you'll be able to get that old anode rod out, and drain your hot water heater probably once a month, and just take a bucket full of, a pail full of water out, and if you see some chunks in it, keep taking more water out till you stop seeing chunks in it.
So, you'll be totally surprised what can come out of that tap. And of course, if you see particles of like calcium, time to go back to one of our great classes about softeners.
Frank, I wanted to share with you a real quick story.
Sure.
So I was talking to a guy about a generator. He wanted to buy our generator that was for sale on the internet. And he said, well, can you help me with, what size I need? So I spent about an hour with him on the phone. And he said he had an outdoor wood furnace, but he stopped using it. Mm-hmm. And I said, why? He said, well, it got a hole in it. And I asked him what brand it was, and he said Shaver, which is a pretty good brand out here, made in Arkansas. And I said, well, that's a good brand. And I said, so do you have, tell me about your water. Do you have a water softener? And he said, yeah. And I said, so when you filled your hot water heater outside your outdoor wood furnace, and you put like 400 gallons of fresh water for the new installation, did you use soft water or hard water? He said, soft water. I said, I said, soft water does have some salinity in there.
Yeah.
And, that water's pretty aggressive, and it makes a pretty good electrolyte.
Yeah.
And I said, and then what happens is you have a ground rod outside at your wood furnace, and you have electricity out there, and you've got, the wood furnace, the metal heat exchanger is iron box, steel box, and it's grounded, and then you have your house ground. How far apart? Oh, about 80 feet. Okay, so you've got 80 feet of distance between your house ground and your hot water heater ground. I said, you can take two pieces of metal and pound them into the ground, and if they're dissimilar metals, you can measure voltage between any two ground rods.
Yeah.
And he didn't know that. And I said, now salt water is perfect as an electrolyte. And I said, you probably helped, you know, salt water probably helped that tank rust through. And he said, wow, I thought I was doing the right thing. And I said, of course you did. Most people would think that salt water would be better. But isn't that an interesting story, Frank?
Very interesting story. I bet you you'll be listening to our classes from there on and see how much money you would have saved. The other thing that, like talking about that, that we never did discuss, when you do install a softener, you got to be really careful now how much soap you use. One of the greatest problems that I find with my appliance section is I go to for a dishwasher call, and the person will say, see this glass, how cloudy it is. It never used to be like this until I installed my soap water. And unfortunately, class, dishwashing soap is very powerful. And if you get a softener, you've got to almost use half of what you're using, because that soap or detergent, if it doesn't see any dirt to eat away at it and get rid of it, it will start eating away at your glass. And guess what glass is your most expensive one? So please be careful. It's such an important point that if you are going to get a softener, go right for everything, including laundry, anything that you use soap with, is go for half. Because you could definitely destroy your best wine glasses if you don't. It's called etching, right? And you can always tell if it's etching and not just simply slime buildup, is you could never wash them out. Like, you could put them on the water and try to do it. It dries, and the etching comes right back up. But that's very interesting about your, one has to be careful with soft water. And, of course,
Frank, you're absolutely right about soft water using less detergent, less soap. So, class, literally at our house, we use about a quarter of the recommended amount, because our water is really, really soft. And Frank is absolutely right. So that dishwashing detergent is extremely aggressive, extremely caustic, extremely. So if you have the option of putting in a water softener and using less detergent, everything will last longer. All your water-based appliances will last longer. Your faucets, everything, your washing machine, your dryer, everything.
Yeah, humidifiers, oh man, it's just... Well, Vince, it looks like it's almost time with a great class again. And, oops, it's gone. But we're going to touch a little, because there's a lot of things that we can still do with our hot water system, and we still have different kinds of hot water systems. So maybe the syllabus can continue for next week.
Yeah, let's continue the same syllabus, and let's talk about also insulation of hot water heaters and possibly insulating dishwashers.
Okay.
Hot water,
that's exactly what I wanted to bring up, because you can save a lot.
Great. Frank, thank you so much for spending your non-recoverable time. You can never get it back. Thank you for spending your time with our class teaching things that are not taught in school.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.